We value independent creative thought. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hi there. If you'd like to check out my website, the address is messageinabottle.neocities.org. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is supersnack@proton.me. That's supersnack@proton.me.
I want to share something with you very close to my heart. It's
the show that's an exhibition that dares to pull back the curtain on the often embarrassing reality, rumbling in the
connected.
Collage.
Time.
This is Collages by Silas.
It was up for about 2 minutes,
tossing about,
and then it crashed.
Coming from the air, we saw
people.
We saw
some more
people.
Well, almost.
After about 2.5 million.
2 minutes.
Or is it the other way around?
I ain't gonna argue.
But on the issues of
everything I'm told.
Bill?
Thank you, Vince.
Bill?
Thank you, Vince.
Jack says that Bill says that Vince says that Bill says that Vince says that Bill says that Vince says that Bill says that Vince.
But to the person that knows how, he merely does this.
We see now.
With five comely gals removing their clothes.
He started experiencing trouble. Control problems.
There's a little bit more emotion in the campaigning with
five comely gals removing their clothes.
Some women ask, how's your mother? Kennedy finally walks Holtzman to her car with the words, we'll be in touch.
Because people were wonderful, because everyone we met was wonderful.
Those doing the prowling are
in for a cruel surprise.
Burglary, burglary, burglary.
The important thing is this.
We may have scared them off.
Thank you.
it didn't take long for the showdown to come.
You don't have to hide your fear and desperate sense of panic from me.
What more can I say? What more can I say? What more can I say?
Over and over, I interrupted, and I'd say,
this is how I feel.
Give yourself permission to experience the emotions you're feeling. It is only when you can acknowledge your emotions that you can deal with them in a positive, proactive manner.
You'll probably shoot me when you hear it, Sam, because I'm probably nuts. But doggone it, you're a detective and you're my pal, and I just had to tell somebody.
Well, you sound like it's serious.
That's just it. I don't know what it is, Sam, but now listen.
If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time.
I did learn how to splice.
Did you? I know, I never. That's
yeah, cool. I learned how to splice audio, not video. Oh, I learned how to splice audio. Back in the early campus radio days for me.
We are the most powerful people alive on earth. No one else has angels at their disposal. No one else has the Holy Spirit of God indwelling them. No one else has the will of God moving at their back. And who can thwart the plans of our God?
Now, how many times have you sat through a presentation and after the first or second minute, you were ready to leave? You weren't learning anything, you weren't interested, you were just turned off. Well, what happens is sometimes we commit sins.
Rock, rock, rock and roll. Feeling is there, body and soul.
Chuck Berry, of course, with School Days. And now we're moving on.
What manner of person are you going to be tomorrow morning and the rest of your life? 1 Corinthians chapter 15 brings us to the end of all things, and we saw it earlier this week. I'm repeating it for emphasis, and that is in verse 24, then the end will come. This is after the tribulation, after Armageddon, after the millennial reign, after all the end time events recorded in the book of Revelation. Then the end will come when he, Jesus, hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Pause there.
The voice was clear. Now, do not try to move.
I take it as a matter of at least widespread agreement among Christians that conversion is something that we all think is a good idea, at least conversion to the Christian faith. Now, it seems to me that our task in pursuing the mission of the church toward conversion is not to persuade someone of the superiority of the Christian religion per se. The central goal of Christian mission, that is, lies well beyond getting someone to change one religion for another, although that's involved. But that's not the central goal. Our missionary goal, furthermore, is not just to introduce someone to Christ. Such an introduction can well be made, and it is a glorious privilege when God brings such an occasion to pass. But making such introductions is only part of the Christian mission. Instead, our objective, as those called to love God and our neighbors, that is, to seek their best interests, is to offer whatever assistance we can to our neighbors toward their full maturity, toward full health in themselves and their relationships, and especially toward God. In short, our goal is to help our neighbors be fully converted.
Caught up in the charm that I laid on thinking now there's nowhere to run. Just another fish to fish the worm on a hook of my line. Yeah, I keep many females longing for a chance to win my heart with S-E-X and plenty.
Let me explain something to you. For my entire career in show business, people have said I was dirty. Now, that's a lot of shit.
Basically, I grew up in that one final space. So hang out with me. We never had that. That's my only experience. Is household. All I know about that is about nothing. So today I wanted that AMV. If you want to watch that AMV, that's my only final walkthrough experience that I know basically nothing about. Well, basically, we never had hair. That's my only version of the fairy tale household. Some favorites. Basically, that one Nintendo. That I know basically nothing about. Is that one Nintendo. That I know basically nothing about. I wanted to visit hell. Basically, I know fantasy. I know favorites. If you want to watch a fairy tale experience. Does this take place in my only experience?
Shall we start? Hey! Where did you come from?
I don't know.
Let me see. Where did I? Yeah, I didn't.
Just think of something.
I don't know. No.
Where am I?
An individual in a civilized world has the right to his own civilized world.
Civilized.
Sure, you will. Yigtality got him what? Yigtality got him what?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
This is
strange conditions, and what I might dream about that night.
we were to discover how to recognize true breath.
You're never gonna have to do more. You're never gonna have to do more.
Behaving differently than one has behaved before may represent an extraordinary personal risk. The passive young man for the first time asks a girl for a date.
Makes me wonder, makes me wonder. S'il vous plaît, 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 plaît.
Are principles that must be applied.
I told you once, I told you 100 times.
It's one of those things that you know, we get very excited when we know, you know.
What impact plus wanting a web page has on Google search results?
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
It's important to take a few moments and explain the concept.
Men of Earth, we of the planet Mars give you this warning.
I don't think I understand fully.
Isn't that something?
Oh, isn't
that something?
There are some things I need to say.
It doesn't have to be so complicated.
The next logical step is to assume.
We live in a heavenly world. Living on love and pale moonlight.
Now, I could kind of laugh at it if it was like, you know, this person thought, you know, they knew me when they were a kid and they thought I asked them to marry them. And, you know, we can laugh about that. But when we get down to the terror of knowing what this world is about,
watching some good friends scream, let me out. Yeah, yeah. So
you might be all stress-free, Tyler.
Oh, my God.
I'm not.
Good. I sleep at night just like a...
I don't sleep.
only part to this question.
So we are quite certain that we exist.
Hi there. If you'd like to check out my website, the address is messageinabottle.neocities.org. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is supersnack@proton.me. That's supersnack@proton.me.
You know, you have to, you want to know how to do it?
Absolutely. Simply press the button.
Now here you go again. You
wonder if this is the end.
I'm with you to the end of the line, pal.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Unleash your enthusiasm for...